As regards the fine arts, let us first take a look at everything that happened to the painting of the Virgin from Svetogora from the years 1909 to 1972. Based on the archival material kept at the Franciscan Monastery in Svetogora, the panel gives a concise review of events and reports from various expert committees. Experts from Gorica, Trieste, Ljubljana and Vienna came to determine the painting's authenticity and reached the conclusion that the painting was authentic and dated back to the first half of the 16th century, and that in light of its deteriorating condition, it was in need of restoration. The painting was then restored several times. Documents also speak of its mysterious disappearance when it ended up in Rome after the war. There it was once again restored in 1950 and returned to the monastery in the following year after the Franciscan monks had intervened. The top panel discusses the importance of documenting the condition prior to restoration procedures. This is especially true of older paintings, which were previously restored and often partially overpainted. By using non-destructive methods, such as light of various wavelengths, conservator restorers are able to see changes to the paintings that are invisible to the naked eye. Radiography and ultraviolet-induced fluorescence photography were used to determine the presence and scope of overpainting in three paintings. The X-ray images show the original layer of paint beneath the overpainted surface. In the UV-induced fluorescence photographs, the original colors fluoresce in green-yellow lights, whereas the dark, non-fluorescent patches can be identified as overpainting and retouches. If need be, they also examine the stratigraphy of the sample of paint layers, during which they reach into the painting's structure by taking very small samples. The next panel shows the restoration of the painting of St. Matthias from a church in the village of Slap near the town of Vipava, which originally depicted St. Matthew. It was painted in the second half of the 16th century. It is an interesting example of an undamaged painting which was overpainted for reasons unknown. The saint's face was also changed. You can see the contours of the original face in the X-ray image. However, conservator restorers decided against revealing it in fear that the original image was partially destroyed. When making risky decisions, analysis and examination help a restorer to remove subsequent layers of paint, such as, for example, in the painting Adoration of the Magi by Michael Lichtenheit. The overpainting covered a large portion of the original painted surface, which can be seen in the UV-induced fluorescence photograph on the panel. It also briefly describes a newer approach to the conservation of paintings, which strives toward minimal interference with the painting. If the original canvas is tough enough, it is not lined with new canvas. The edges are strengthened and lengthened all around by gluing strips of canvas or a non-woven fabric. In this example, restoration procedures reveal the signature of the author on the back of the painting and the date 1766. The showcase contains a few examples of damaged paintings. A painting's structure is complex. When viewed in a cross-section, it can be seen that it consists of different layers and different materials, such as canvas, primer, layer of paint, and protective layer of varnish. The reasons for deterioration may be connected with the technique used to make the painting or with the conditions under which it was stored. As an organic material, canvas is sensitive to changes in temperature and humidity and reacts to them by stretching and shrinking, whereas the layer of paint hardens with age. That is why creases and cracks appear and the layer of paint separates from the ground layer or even disappears. Another harmful factor is light, since prolonged exposure to light may discolor certain pigments. The opposite side of the room presents the interesting restoration of the painting of St. Mary Magdalene from the village of Chimpas. This painting was painted on the doors of a confessional. It is the work of an unknown painter and is modeled after a painting by Titian. This painting was covered by a layer of darkened varnish, which was difficult to remove.